Turn to picture 16. Hi, boys and girls. I hope you remember how King Saul was looking for ways to kill David. Now Jonathan warned David that his father was going to try and kill him again. So David ran away to a desert place. And you know what, boys and girls? Saul went after him with 3,000 soldiers. One night, when Saul and his army were camped, David saw them. He got one of his men called Abishai, and they went very, very quietly up to Saul and his army. When they got closer, they saw Saul sleeping. His spear was stuck in the ground near his head, and Abner and the other soldiers were sleeping around Saul to protect him. Now Abishai said to David, "Today God has put your enemy in your hands. So let me kill Saul with my spear." But immediately David said, "No, we should not hurt him because he is the person that the Lord chose as king of Israel. The time will come for Saul to die. Maybe he will die in battle or for some other reason, but I will not hurt him." So David and Abishai did not harm Saul, as you can see in the picture. Instead, David took Saul's spear and his water jug that were beside him, and then they left quietly. When they were some distance away, David called out to Saul's men, "You soldiers should die because you did not guard the king, the Lord's chosen one. Look around you. Where is the king's spear and water jug?" "Woi, woi, woi." They were all very surprised. David had been there and taken the spear and jug, but he had not killed any one of them. Children, do you know what the word revenge means? To get revenge on someone means you want to pay them back for something bad they did to you. It is like if a friend takes one of your toys and breaks it, then you want to take one of his toys and break it. That is getting revenge. Now, I want to ask you, do you think David did a good thing? You know, he could have killed Saul. He could have taken revenge on Saul for all the time Saul had tried to kill him. But David did not want to get revenge. David knew that God was in control. He knew that Saul was chosen by God to be king, and God would keep Saul as king until the right time. David would become the next king at the time that God wanted. Now, children, I know that in our country many people do take revenge these days, but this is not what God wants. They should leave the problem with the Lord and let him punish the person who did them harm. You know, in the Bible God says, "I am the one to take revenge." That means that we should not take revenge. So when somebody does something bad to you, God does not want you to go and pay them back. You should leave the problem with God and let him punish the person if he thinks that is fair. Now, I know this is hard to do, but if you ask him, God will help you. He will help you not to take revenge, and he will help you to forgive those people who do bad things to you. Okay? Now, I want you to draw a nice picture for me. Can you draw a picture of David and Abishai going very quietly in Saul's camp? Will you do that now? This is the end of picture 16.